Couple other things happening in the area. We're going to have Elisa Bell from the Woodbury Community Foundation on after the break. But Kowalski's is having their Boo Bash Saturday, October 25th from 4 to 7 p.m. They have that posted at their exit. I shouldn't say that when Morgan Mary Davis is here, Miss Cub. She's our producer, and she's Miss Cub. But there's going to be lots of treats for the kids and decorated area for you to take pictures of your little ghosts and goblins. Bring your camera. That's Kowalski's from 4 to 7 at all the Kowalski stores. And then the Halloween treats for kids on Main Street is Tuesday, October 25th from 4 to 7. Oh, wait. It's a Tuesday. It's this Tuesday. Oh, that's the Boo Bash.
So I have a question.
Yep.
And your daughter, Reed Housley, would want to know this, too. If a person had a little dog that they really felt was like their child and they dressed it up and took it out, do you think they could still get treats?
Yes, of course. Yes. Of course. You know what? As long as you dress up like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz and bring your little dog, too.
Oh, shoot.
We can work on that today.
What if he's dressed as a purple monkey or a pumpkin? I have those options at my house.
I saw you have a lot of Halloween costumes at your house. Which bring your Halloween costume down to Leo's Grill and Malt Shop.
Yes.
And you will get a, what were we going to get, a free malt?
A free malt, yep. And they collect the costumes, and then they offer them to local kids who can come and choose a costume for free.
Leo's Grill and Malt. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Elisa Bell from the Woodbury Community Foundation. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. And Julie, speaking of Halloween, if you do have extra costumes, bring them down to Leo's Grill and Malt Shop. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be dressing up, and you're going to dress your little dog too. But there's a Halloween party coming up.
Yay!
Joining us is Elisa Bell from the Woodbury Community Foundation. And this, thanks for coming down, Elisa.
You are very welcome.
It is Elisa, not Alyssa, right?
Yes.
Okay,
Lisa
good.
With an in front.
My daughter's name is Elise, just like that, only with an E.
There you go.
Okay, this thing scares me because adults dressing up. Tell us about the soirée you're having in Woodbury.
This is our fourth annual Soirée Spooktacular in Woodbury. It's a fundraiser for the Woodbury Community Foundation. And it is an adult Halloween party. It is more fun than anyone can imagine.
It is.
As adults, we don't get dressed up. You know, you do Halloween for your kids. And this is a chance as adults to get dressed up. It is so much fun. There are photos, actually, from the past couple of years on our website at woodburyfoundation.org.
Okay.
And it's fantastic. People just have a ball with it. The food is really, really good. It's at Prom Center in Oakdale. And it's coming up next Friday, October 28th. And we just have a great time. We have an auction. And
how much are the tickets for this?
Tickets are $75 each. And
is there, what kind of food? Julie likes food. Julie's a food person.
We have fantastic food. We have a mashed potato martini bar with white and purple and orange potatoes.
Yum.
We are having all kinds of great hors d'oeuvres and fruit and antipastos and cheeses and little dessert shot glass things and these cute, everything's just Halloween themed and really fun and really yummy food. Their food is fantastic.
And this is the fourth annual?
This is our fourth year doing it. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And people actually come to dress up.
They do. There are a handful of people who don't, and that's okay. We don't want anybody to feel out of place if they don't want to come in a costume. There are people out there, interestingly enough, who just don't do costumes. And that's okay. We don't have anything against them.
Just come.
Yeah. But everyone seems to have just a great time. And it's a fundraiser for the Community Foundation. And we're doing some great things. Our mission is to strengthen our community by connecting people with causes that matter. And so we're working throughout Woodbury and a lot of the East Metro area as well, Washington County, to serve people in need. Our key areas of focus right now are youth, jobs, housing, and food.
Oh.
So it's a big, important opportunity for people to support the work that we're doing.
And so if people want to get in touch with the Woodbury Foundation, if they do need help in the area, where can they get a hold of you guys?
The best way is through woodburyfoundation.org, through our website, or they can call me at 651-788-6586. And we're working with a lot of great organizations in the community.
So you raise money, Woodbury Foundation, and then you as a board decide where you're going to...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of... I like foundations like that.
Mm-hmm, I do, too.
That stay within the community.
Yeah, well, we're working really hard to do some great things in the area. We work very closely, actually, with the St. Croix Valley Foundation as well. We're partners with them, and we're doing a lot of good things. So we encourage everyone to come to our event. It's a lot of fun. And
is there dancing?
There is good food and dancing.
So you can dance off the food if you feel guilty.
Oh, yeah. So it's really good.
No slow dancing because I can't burn off mashed potatoes unless I can really shake it.
No, we actually have, we have a special treat. If you're familiar with Tropical Ballroom in Woodbury, Trisha and James are going to be out doing some dancing and teaching people some fun moves. And Patrick Hammer from KSTP is our MC.
He's funny.
He's a riot. He is so great, and he does such a good job at our event.
Is there a prize for the best costume?
We do. We have we have costume contests. I forgot to mention the costume contest. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't have costumes without a costume contest.
Yeah.
Jeez. Because, you know, I always go for the prize.
Now's your chance to be creative, Karen. And she has a sewing machine, so she could really pull together something.
Well, you've got a bobbin to pull it together.
My bobbin is stuck.
Oh.
It is?
Yes, I'm so bummed out. My bobbin's stuck. It's been stuck for like 2 weeks.
It's on the to-do list. Hello. It's Friday, October 28th. What's the times again?
Starts at 6:13.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, we got to go with the theme on all of this.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just fun.
I'm thinking there's some good Vikings costumes that would be very funny.
Maybe.
What are you going as? Can you tell us?
Well, I'm actually going as Summer.
Oh.
So, well, it's kind of a long story, except that 4 years ago when we started this, I didn't have a costume. And so at the last minute, I dressed as a beautiful fall tree.
Oh.
I was brown and fall leaves. And so I went, great. Now I got 4 years worth of costumes.
Oh,
so I was winter 1 year and spring last year. And so this year I'm summer. Oh. So you have to come to the event if you want to see what it's going to look like. So
we're going to try and rearrange our schedule for that, because we did get the invite from Woodbury Living Magazine. Mm-hmm. And then we both are booked, but we're going to try and, like, get unbooked. Alisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
the 2011 Saray Spooktacular. You can go to woodburyfoundation.org, and we will, at least we'll go look at the pictures.
For sure. That'll be great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know what? I just looked on Facebook, and you can search Saray, S-O-I-R-E-E, and you can find the 2011 Saray Spooktacular. You can like them on Facebook, so I thought I'd better say that. And it's Woodbury Magazine, not Woodbury Living. It's Woodbury Magazine. And we advertise in Woodbury Magazine, too.
That's right. We do. We have a beautiful full-page, full-color ad.
Hello. It's in your mailboxes now, along with Save on Everything. KarenHousleyHomes.com. Go there. We sell homes. Joining us on the phone, this is all the talk this week, is the Viking Stadium. And my good friend, Representative John Creasel from the Cottage Grove area, is on the line. Hello, John.
How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited we connected.
Me too.
I'm going to have Julie ask the questions for the Viking Stadium, because Julie is passionate about the Viking Stadium.
I am.
Well, okay, tell us what your thoughts are on the Viking Stadium, John, and where as a legislature and a state we should go with it.
Well, I'm of the opinion that we're going to have to get it done. My preference would be that we don't use tax dollars. I've been pushing a blocky casino as a way to fund it. This way we would create 2,800 jobs in downtown Minneapolis, not to mention the temporary construction jobs, and that would help fund the building of a Viking stadium that would be upwards of 7,500 construction jobs. And those people are in about a 40% unemployment rate right now. And at the same time, we're keeping an important cultural asset in the state of Minnesota.
Now, I saw Senator Dave Senjum on the news the other night, and he said he's all for the Racino or a casino, but why would we use those monies for a Viking stadium, and why haven't we said yes to using them for education or any of the other budget issues we have in the state?
Right, and I think that's a good idea as well. You know, the Viking stadium as a percentage of what we would bring in every year from gaming revenue would be pretty small, and we would have a lot of money left over, and we could use that to pay back the school shift that ended the shutdown and the previous school shifts, keep our solid education system intact for our kids. And I think that would be a good idea. Mm-hmm. It's a gamble for the kids.
I like it.
Hey, I have a question for you, John. So why downtown Minneapolis? Because it seems like, you know, people go down there for work and other, you know, maybe some shopping, but it seems like nighttime entertainment type things have failed down there. there's, you know, parking is kind of difficult. And I don't just, I guess from my perspective, living in the East Metro, it doesn't seem like a place I'd really want to go. Just curious how that came about.
There was a study done by the Innovation Group, which is, they're basically the experts. They are the experts at doing studies on impact on gaming, on building casinos all around the country, anywhere from Las Vegas, Florida, Minnesota. And all of their studies have found that downtown casinos not only revitalize the downtown areas that they've been built in, but they're wildly successful. There's been so many things that have gone into Block E that have failed. This is something that is as close to fail-proof as there is down there. And it would be a destination that would attract people that don't go to the casinos that we currently have in Minnesota. It would be a very high-end Bellagio-style casino that would have minimal impact on tribal casinos. And if people like to go to Las Vegas, you know, twice a year, maybe they might stay here and spend those dollars in Minnesota.
I will, because a flight to Las Vegas right now, you cannot get cheaper than $380 round trip, no matter what you do. You can drive to Brainerd and take a charter down to Laughlin, but I would be over at Block E, and I just didn't say that.
What about the spot next to Mall of America, that big empty spot? Did you guys look at that?
That's been considered. The ownership group I've been working with is Aladdis, and they're the ones, they're the people that own the Block E space. And so, you know, I'm not saying a Mall of America location wouldn't work. I think it would. It's close to the airport, a lot of business travelers in town. But Block E is the focus because of the investors are willing to commit the capital necessary to build it down there.
Would this be then a state-run casino?
No, the state would basically, there would be a licensing fee that the company would pay the state in order to hold the license, and the license would be held through the state lottery. So the state would hold the license for gaming, but the casino would be operated by a company that does it professionally. You know, one of the big name casino operators, I would guess. But it would not be the state that's running the casino, no.
That's good.
What a shame. They're so good at running things.
Well, with more John Creasels in there, we can turn things around. John, thank you so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I love him.
I know you do.
I know. You know what? He's just such a great guy. He really, really is a good guy. And we don't always agree on politically the same things, but we don't have to.
Absolutely not. No. Who are you going to agree with all the time?
You know what? You, Julie. Of course I would agree with you all
you
the time.
You laugh at me when I dress up my dog.
Oh, that's right. You're right. I don't agree with you. Is Kate Larson on the line? Yes. We have at Kate Larson, which everybody right now needs to go to Facebook, because KDWB is hiring a new morning person. Lena is leaving the show for the Dave Ryan Show, and we are lobbying to get at Kate Larson, our girl on the street, the job. Hello, at Kate Larson.
Hello.
How are you? This is going to be your gig. We have to get you the job.
I hope so. I've been, like, stalking all the DJs, and a couple of them have written back and said, like, good luck and all that, and I've got people tweeting Dave Ryan, Dave Ryan, at Dave Ryan KDWB, and so we'll probably annoy them enough, and then hopefully I'll get a job.
I was just telling our producer Morgan Mary Davis that we're trying to get you this job, and she said, oh my gosh, Kate would be perfect for it. You would.
Perfect.
You would be
perfect. It would be so fun. We'd spice up the morning show a little bit.
Oh my gosh, with some little dirty Kate. What's in my LV bag?
But she's so good. Yeah, she's right. Been on the radio with us a whole bunch of times, and she never swears.
I know. So, I think I said the CRAP word once, and if that's the worst that comes to, then I'm okay with it.
That's right. You're ready for big time radio.
I am. I will be proud.
What do you have for us in Hollywood, baby?
Well, Carson Kressley was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars, and I don't know. I really liked him.
He added some pizzazz to the show, didn't he? He was funny. I crack up at him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He loved his sparkle outfits, and he was okay with all the sequins, and he was fun. He wasn't one of those just, like, obnoxiously annoying. He just was, like, himself, and I really liked him, but I guess that's okay.
It was a dancing show, and he couldn't dance.
Oh, he was bad.
And he sucked, and you think that he'd be good.
You'd think he'd be good, but he looked pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And he was so excited he got to keep all of his costumes.
Oh, yeah, so excited. And he, if I need any advice about getting, like, collagen in my lips, he's the one I'm going to call.
Oh, you do not get that.
I would never. But speaking of collagen in lips, actually not speaking of them, but Beyonce.
Oh, yes.
We'll segue into Beyonce. People are saying now that her baby bump is fake. And there's, like, this picture going around where she, like, bent down and her dress kind of, like, folded up. And I just think it's Photoshop at its finest. And people just need to be quiet because it's going to be the baby of the century.
Oh, the baby of the century.
Well, and no, who cares where it comes from? It's nobody's business but theirs, really.
Right.
I mean, it's Beyonce's business.
She took photos, like, in her bikini and stuff like that. And she's got this little cute baby bump. And I think everyone just needs to calm down and relax.
Well, there's not a lot happening in Hollywood besides Kardashians, so why not talk about Beyonce's baby bump?
I know, there really isn't. Taylor Armstrong, from Beverly Hills, whose husband has recently passed away, she's reportedly dating one of the Bravo TV celebrities, Matt Nordgren. He is on Most Eligible Ballots. He's a huge idiot and really embarrassing, but apparently they're dating, and he's like 30-something.
Didn't her husband just die?
Yeah, he just died.
Yeah. They were seen canoodling, they say. Oh. But then he was on Watch What Happens Live, the show, and he said, oh, no, they're just friends. But I sure hope she isn't with him. And he has a violent past.
Oh, a violent past?
That's what they say.
Oh, a violent past. I like that. Mm-hmm. And I also like canoodling. Way to go, baby.
You like that?
I like that.
They need me at KBWV over there. onto a hot mess, Lindsay Lohan bailed herself out of jail again.
Oh.
I don't know where she's getting the money.
And it was like $100,000 or something.
It was $100,000 just kind of laying around. And I get a text message from my mom earlier in the week that's saying, Lindsay Lohan is a total loser. And I was like, what?
Did you see her makeup?
Yes. She clearly, obviously, either had it done or did it in the dark because it looked horrible.
It looked horrible.
She's a train wreck. I can't believe we're still talking about her.
I can't believe it either. Poor, all of those people. Paris Hilton, she's kind of gone away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the Kardashians to go away.
Well, at least they're still on TV. They're still working. Lindsay Lohan hasn't worked in forever.
Oh, she worked.
Her mother needs to send her somewhere far, far away for a long, long time to like get a grasp on life and then come back to reality when she's like 40.
Wow.
Was there anything else? I thought we were...
Jessica Simpson's pregnant.
No!
Well, that's what they're saying.
Well, I heard she and maybe Jennifer Aniston.
No!
Both of them appear to have a little tummy. That's what made me want to go on a diet, was all this, you know, so-and-so's pregnant, look at their tummy, and I looked down at mine and I went, uh-oh, I don't want anybody to say that about me.
Well, here's your chance to be hotter.
We have, like, five babies, and then all of a sudden, like, 3 weeks later, they're, like, walking the runway like Heidi Klum, and I'm like, I could work out for a straight year and not look like that.
Yeah, it's genetic, some of it.
I want to know, in the last minute here, who do you guys think is going to win Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, my gosh.
I think JR.
I don't know who any of them are that are left.
Oh,
I don't know the contestant from the dancer.
I think JR, because everyone loves him. They love his story. Him. He's actually not bad.
Who is he?
He's like a war vet, right?
Yep, he's a war vet. He's the black man. I don't know what his background is, how he's famous.
Yeah, how is he a star? That's what I want to know.
Because wasn't he on a couple soap operas, too?
Oh, was he? And then he went to Iraq?
I thought he guest starred when he came back on one. That could be
maybe that's it.
Information. But, yeah, Hollywood's been really boring this week.
Well, come back again next week at Kate Larson. You can go to her Facebook page, which what is the KDWB one we need to like?
It's get at Kate Larson on KDWB. I'll share the link.
Okay. You share the link and I'll share the link too.
And then tweet it because I have an open account now on Twitter. So you can just tweet away.
Okay. Oh, an open account. Listen to her.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
All right. We'll figure it out after the show. We'll open account Kate Larson.
Okay.
Kate, thanks you so much. You are fabulous, and we're going to get you that job. You're going to be Dave Ryan and Kate's show.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are selling real estate at karinhousleyhomes.com. I want to mention Cedar Woods, our development over in Hudson, where we have the big, beautiful home for sale up there, is getting a lot of hits on the lots. We have sold number 6, number 5. I just got a call for on the way in here. We got to send them the bylaws. I forgot to tell you that.
Okay.
And we have a bevy of homes at Karin Housley Homes. Any we want to like really highlight this week?
I think the one on Oak Ridge and Maplewood is not going to last. It's right on a pond. Go to karinhousleyhomes.com and check out the photos. It's in Maplewood, but it's actually kind of in Woodbury. So check that one out.
To...
That's the hot one. That's going to be the next one to go.
And I think Lake Elmo is going to be the next to go, too.
Oh, my gosh, Lake Elmo.
319.
What a deal.
That is a deal. 319
for... If you're looking for a house and you don't buy that one, then you're just not smart. I'm just going
to
say it.
If you are looking to buy or sell your home, we are starting our Facebook on our Life Karin Housley Homes promotion today. You will get a free iPad loaded with the real estate app so we can send you out there and help you along the way with your iPad and buying your new home or selling your home, because it will also help you in selling your home. Mm-hmm. You will get a branded iPad, we'll say.
With Karin Housley all over it.
An iPad, too. Mm-hmm. KarinHousleyHomes.com. Give us a call at 651-430-0400. I'd like to thank Morgan Mary Davis for a packed show.
Yay!
Thank you, Morgan Mary. And that's it. I guess Turco Travel is next. Stay tuned for that. And then Stan Turner Show later. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week.